This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. So, how's it feel to finally get a COVID-19 shot?
I was able to get an appointment, which you feel like you won the lottery if you get one.
Retired teacher Dana Barry in Detroit. Kevin Woodard got his COVID shot there, too.
After a year of being in quarantine and worrying about catching it from walking into a restaurant or walking down the street or meeting a random stranger in a random place, it's nice to finally have the vaccination, and some of that fear is just naturally going to go away.
But health experts are worried that we're going to feel too comfortable now that we've got three vaccines. Johnson & Johnson's is arriving in states today. The number of infections, hospitalizations, and deaths has dropped dramatically since January, though deaths are rising a little now. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Now is not the time to relax the critical safeguards that we know can stop the spread of COVID-19 in our communities, not when we are so close.
A third woman is accusing New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of unwanted advances. AP correspondent Julie Walker with what Anna Rock is saying.
Anna Rock, who worked in the Obama White House and on Biden's campaign, told the New York Times she met Cuomo at a wedding and had to remove his hand from her back. Her dress was backless. She also says the governor planted an unwanted kiss on her cheek. Former staffer Charlotte Bennett had also told the Times he asked her about sex with older men. Cuomo acknowledged some things he'd said had been misinterpreted as unwanted flirtation. Of that statement, Bennett says he refused to acknowledge or take responsibility for his predatory behavior. Former staffer Lindsay Boylan was the first to accuse him of sexual harassment, which he denies.
FBI Director Chris Wray testifies before lawmakers today for the first time since the deadly January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol building. They'll want to know who knew what and when. This is AP News. Pope Francis flies to Baghdad, Iraq on Friday, and health experts are worried. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff has this.
Infectious disease experts are expressing concern about Pope Francis's upcoming trip to Iraq, given a sharp rise in coronavirus infections there, a fragile healthcare system, and the unavoidable likelihood that Iraqis will crowd to see him. No one wants to tell Francis to call it off, and the Iraqi government has every interest in showing off its relative stability through its first papal visit. The March 5th through 8th trip is expected to provide a sorely needed spiritual boost to Iraq's beleaguered Christians, while furthering the Vatican's bridge-building efforts with the Muslim world. But health experts say the trip is not advisable. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Volvo says there's no future for the gas-powered car. By 2030, it says it will make only electric vehicles. It's phasing out the production of all cars with internal combustion engines. Volvo was founded in 1927. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.